Another Robert E. Callahan story of historic Indian trails, told by the old trapper.
This is the old trapper seeing how Cola, way down in the river bottoms near the coast of South Carolina. You know, me and Nancy have been invited to make camp down here in one of the old Indian trails of this state. Now, you know, folks, Fort Sumter is where the first shot of the Civil War was fired, and a lot of folks don't think so well of that part of the country, but a lot of things have happened in South Carolina since that day. A lot of fine people down here. Cotton mills and big magnolia trees covered with silver moss. Golly, it's a great country to be in. You know, we like it down here, don't we, Nancy?
Yes.
And we're out in the shade of a big magnolia tree right now.
Well, Uncle Luke, one of your fans is a little boy who lives near Charleston, South Carolina, and he's written two letters wanting to know if there's any difference between a hogan, teepee, or wigwam.
Well, you know, I thought most of the boys and girls knew that.
But this little fellow says his eyes were bad for 4 years. He wasn't allowed to read. But he's better now. He says he's studying about Indians.
Well, now, in that case, Nancy, I guess better tell the story. Now, how about your broadcast connections? You got all things fixed up around there?
Oh, yes. You're already on the air.
Well, that's fine.
Now, Uncle Luke, what is meant by wigwam?
A wigwam is a home such as the Indians of the Atlantic coast lived in about 200 or 300 years ago.
How did they build a wigwam in those days?
Well, they made the framework with upright poles, and then they entwined them with bark and skin, and then they covered the outside walls with sheets of bark or thick brush or leaves. The roof, of course, was made in the same manner.
Well, what tribe of Indians use wigwams?
Well, the Delaware, Iroquois, and the Mohawk. In fact, many tribes use the wigwam. Suppose we have Nakona do a Mohawk chant for that little boy who is reading about Indians.
Oh, that would be fine. I hope he's listening.
Toy piece no more, Kayakana.
You know, storm, man, please.
Oh, gosh, sorry, Pa.
Was a good chant. Now, Uncle Luke, what about the teepee? How was it made? How big? How little? How long? Round or square? Oh, you know, everything.
Why, Nancy, the teepee is quite different to the wigwam. The teepee was made with about 16 upright poles, forming a 15 to 20 foot base, and they came to a point about 15 to 30 feet high, depending on the course of the size of the teepee. Now, the outside walls were made out of buffalo, deer, or bear skin in the early days, but when white settlers frightened the wild game away, teepees were made out of army cloth or heavy brown duck.
What Indians used the teepees, Uncle Luke?
Why, those living on the western plains, mostly Omaha, Paca, Blackfeet, Sioux, Cheyenne, and Walla Walla.
Well, did the Indians leave the village when going on a long hunt?
No, not at all. The walls of the teepee were taken down and rolled into a bundle. The poles were put into two bundles, one bundle strapped to each side of the pony, and the skin covering rolled up and put astride the pony's back like a saddle. Now, in this way, the western Indian could move from place to place and set up his house wherever might find him.
Could Nakona do a Sioux chant for the children listening in?
Why, of course. Waste lele kwasni noko kashine?
Waste la hano.
No, I kiss off.
I like that chant. Now, how about the meaning of a pueblo?
Well, pueblo were constructed about 400 years ago in what is now New Mexico and Arizona. Matter of fact, go back longer than that. The buildings are 2, 3, 4, and some 5 stories high. The roof of the first floor provides a porch for the second floor. The roof of the second pueblo forms a sleeping porch for the third floor, and likewise, clear on up to the top.
What were the pueblos constructed of?
Adobe and framework. Sometimes the wall were 2 feet thick, Nancy. And, you know, ladders led from short doors and up beside odd windows in every story. And the top story was always set back to form a wide open or closed porch for the house below. And you know, Nancy, some of the pueblos were, around 150 to 200 feet wide and some of them 100 feet in depth.
Well, what are the principal tribes living in pueblos?
Well, Cochiti, Santa Clara, Santo Domingo, Taos, Zuni, and San Juan. Most important places, of course, San Alfonso and a good many other little towns over there, but all are associated with the Pueblo tribe. Would you like to have Nokona do a Pueblo chant for the children?
Oh, I feel sure the listeners would enjoy one.
Waki ime kloka snika an okane.
Yom kya me.
Sake fo.
Now, will you explain the Hogan, Uncle Luke?
Well, Nancy, the Hogan was the original home of the Navajos. It was made like a large beehive, the frame being made of upright poles entwined with grass and mud. The roof was a framework covered with grass and a clay about a foot thick. It always shed rain, and the floors were very hard out of clay, and it made the Navajos' house very cool in summer and, of course, very warm in winter. The Navajos are still about the most evasive Indians in the large existing tribe.
Does Nakona know how to sing a Navajo chant?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I think he might sing the Yibichai for you. Yatehe Hwakaisne Lapa.
Oh, Why, that's the most unusual Indian chant I've ever heard. I imagined it would be frightful at night, especially with no one around.
Well, that was a Yivichai, Nancy, a very sacred song of the Navajos.
Well, tell me, Uncle Luke, did any of the old Indians ever live in grass houses?
Yep, the early Indians is what are now the state of Kansas and Iowa made grass houses that looked like a modern haystack. The thick wall was made out of grass and dirt, and the wall and roof were so closely woven together that the house made a perfect watershed.
What kind of Indians were in old California?
Well, there were several tribes. Turlock, Muldock, Merced, Santa Clara, Mission, and Mojave.
What kind of houses did they build?
A large beehive type made out of mud and grass or wild cane. The only opening was at the top of the building.
Oh, well, how did they get in and out of the house?
Well, they made ladders out of dead limbs and slung them from the base to the opening in the roof and each night lifted the ladders up so no one could get out.
Well, I guess our little boy friend who wrote that letter can now understand there's quite a difference in the teepee, pueblo, hogan, or wigwam.
Yep, and he ought to know that the Indians was the first architect of America, Nancy, first to design the apartment house.
Why, the Indians didn't have apartment houses in those days, did they, Uncle Luke?
Oh, yes. All you got to do is visit Taos, New Mexico. There you will see a six-story building about 200 feet long. And if you go back into those ancient villages like Taos, you'll soon find that the history of those Indians go way back beyond American civilization.
Well, what will your next story be about, Uncle Luke?
Well, I just about to say our campfire is growing dim, Nancy, and you know we got to have a meeting over there pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
They're expecting us to be their guests, but one of these days I will talk about the Pocahontas, the Indian canoe, Chief Black Hawk, and Osceola. But now it's about time for the old trapper to offer you a pipe of peace and say, yo-ho, Haukola, yo-ho, yo-ho.